You know, I don't know where you find yourself on the optimism, pessimism scale. You know, my optimism just basically doesn't register. I consider optimists to be people who don't really understand the situation. It's always the people who have the least information who are optimistic about the situation. I prefer the Benjamin Franklin approach. I prefer to be a pessimist and then be pleasantly surprised. Evil's winning. In our world, evil's winning. We have allowed ourselves to be broken up in 1,000 different ways and to 1,000 different tribes. And it's time for Christians to quit echoing those sentiments and stand in opposition to them. Too often, we Christians chime right in and we turn the world into us and them. Us Christians in there, all them out there. If good will have its day and evil will recede, we got to stop that. We've got to refuse to see the world in those shallow ways. To see the deep work of redemption that God is working on the world. And see in every person one in whom Jesus would be pleased to be formed. We got to quit picking sides. We got to join the God who says, my destiny for the church is that the middle wall of partition would be torn down between them, and that there would be no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, but they would all be one in Christ Jesus. That's our story. And in a world of shallow, evil tribalism, that's a powerful message. Our churches look too much like the rest of the world.